WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A massive aerial assault on Ukraine by Russia. President Trump reacting online.
On social media last night, Trump saying of Putin, "I've always said that he wants all of Ukraine, not just a piece of it. And maybe that's proving to be right. But if he does, it will lead to the downfall of Russia." But Trump also taking aim at Ukrainian President Zelensky, who this week accused the West of not doing enough to respond, saying, "Silence of America, silence of others around the world, only encourage Putin." Trump responding, President Zelensky is doing his country no favors by talking the way he does.
That's ABC's Andrew Dimber. Tariffs on goods from the European Union delayed again. The president first announced a July 9th kick-in date, then pushed it to June 1st when he couldn't reach a trade deal with the EU. Now he's making the target date July 9th once again, says he'll keep on talking. Expect a lot of company in the air and on the roads today. It's been 20 years, experts say, since this many people have traveled for the three-day Memorial Day weekend. This is ABC News. Authorities in New York say they've arrested someone who planned to attack the U.S. Embassy in Tel Aviv.
The FBI arrested Joseph Neumeier, a dual U.S. and German citizen, at JFK Airport in New York. The 28-year-old is accused of trying to firebomb the U.S. Embassy field office in Tel Aviv. Authorities say that Neumeier walked up to the office earlier this month and allegedly spat on an embassy guard before ditching his backpack and running away. Inside, authorities say they found three Molotov cocktails, later disarmed by Israeli National Police. Neumeier was arrested and deported to face charges in the U.S.
ABC's Alex Brochet. Neumeier faces up to 20 years in prison if convicted. Nearly 50 Palestinians were killed in Israeli airstrikes in Gaza overnight. 25 of those who died were seeking shelter in a school, officials say. Israeli forces say they were targeting a terrorist cell in the area. 11 people hospitalized after a shooting last night in Little River, South Carolina, near Myrtle Beach. No word on what led to it. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association. An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing?
Dollar driver.
It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on.
Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
It's patio time in Madison. Let's head to the Lazy Elf Lounge. Kick off spring with a cold one with friends on the Lazy Elf patio. During Milwaukee baseball games, get half off of wing baskets. Plus, the Lazy Elf Lounge is a great place for lunch with great
the pack
daily
is
specials,
back in Green
soups
Bay.
Beef
Hi,
scratch,
I'm Mike
and fast
Clemens
friendly
sports,
serve.
NFL.
The Lazy
the
Elf Lounge,
to the
1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison.
Organized
specials, menus,
the next
and more
step in the
at LazyElfLounge.com.
See what they've got in rookie wide receivers like
Let's
Matthew Golden. Savion Williams,
day.
Selected in the draft. Hockey, the Milwaukee Admirals season came to an end last night. They lost 3-2 at home to the Texas Stars to end their playoff run. Baseball, Brewers with a three-game series at home against the Boston Red Sox today through Wednesday. The crew with a 6-5 win over the Pirates on Sunday thanks to RBI doubles from Caleb Durbin. Bryce Durang was just 1-for-24 heading into the game.
I'm not even really still fun. Pinball's hard. Right, two people. It's big to get that run.
That's the Brewers' Bryce Turang with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Sunny this morning, becoming partly cloudy this afternoon. Our high in the upper 60s to near 70 today. The wind will be east at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 47 for a low tomorrow. Mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers and a high in the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for a very special Memorial Day episode. We talk to Jeremy Lyon from the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs on our cemeteries, honoring our veterans and more. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk
breaks a fast, because I was doing Civic Media. Fasting.
Hey, point this is Pete Schwalbe. Hope you're having a safe, calories happy Memorial Day weekend.
You
we'll
are
be
breaking
back live
a fast,
to light it up on Tuesday night. In the meantime, enjoy this calories. Best of show
so
and have a great
did.
Night. Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong.
Broadcasting live from Nightlight the Civic Media Pete Studios Schwalbe. In Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Civic Schwalbe, your inside source on everything Civic entertainment app. From Wisconsin to Hollywood.
Show. Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend 80%.
And now, a guy who likes to dine and dash, Pete Schwalbe.
Yes.
Welcome back.
This is not a game. Don't tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
And the whole time I'm talking to him.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood.
Welcome back to the show, folks. My name is Pete Schwalbe. Mike Siegel is here as my guest. Kelly Peterson joins me.
And now, a guy who loves to watch true crime, but only if it's shoplifting, Pete Schwalbe.
All right. Dad was a famous... Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, back to Nightlight. I am Pete Schwalbe. We are kicking off Act 2 of tonight's program. We are not here,
so we'll do that.
But we have all new content, so it's great that you guys are here, even though we don't have a question.
And that's what Mike and I are talking about right now. Mike Siegel is the host of the Travel Tales podcast.
Yeah.
And a very funny comedian.
So if you missed the first hour, you can catch that on the podcast. I interviewed director Michael Collins for his film Almost Sunrise, which you can watch on YouTube. It's a great film that sort of honors veterans.
So we're talking about
bringing increased awareness to the veteran suicide crisis.
Maybe the teen comedy of teen
subjects, Anthony Anderson.
And I have some questions here for Mike.
So great film. Let's get check it out. Right it will now. Be Conrad, my classic pick of the week in New Wisco Weekend, which airs tomorrow and Sunday here on the Civic
Mike,
Media Radio
are you
Network
ready?
And here in Northeast Wisconsin.
Okay.
So check that
Mike
out.
Mike Siegel.
Great film.
Host of the Travel
and,
podcast.
Conrad and I had a
world traveler
back and forth. Recapping the day, that kind of thing.
I have to give it back to you.
And now,
but you're a guest,
folks,
so I was going to like kind of go easy on you, but I wrote a couple of questions
a very
toward
special
the
guest
during the break that might.
I was rolling
give
the dice because I don't even barely know this person.
All right,
but
okay.
I have a feeling.
What excuse
she's going to be special?
Did
Conrad, what do you think?
Give Mr. Hand as to why he was late for class.
Eliza Cusson joins us right now, the newest member of the Civic Media
crazy
team. Welcome.
Line at the food machines or something.
Oh, it's our
right?
pleasure.
Was a,
we have to get people to know you. So talk
about
that was like
introduce
us to you.
Let us get
first
to
line.
Eliza. We just couldn't get there on time. Just couldn't make it.
I will accept that.
I'm free.
What's happening in here?
Just couldn't make it.
What's happening? Let's do a deep dive into you.
All right, Mike is
into Planet Eliza.
One for one.
Terrifying.
Number two.
Great to meet you.
This is kind of a rhetorical question.
It's great to be here.
Where the hell were the parents during this whole movie?
Eliza Cusson. And I...
Mike?
I'm a week into my Civic Media career.
Did I cut out?
Wow.
But I'm a radio
I said, where the hell were the parents throughout this whole movie?
I have a degree.
I don't think you see one parent like...
In media studies and radio journalism.
She's Piccoli's little brother. That's it.
Yeah.
So you're here, but what are you doing here?
Curtis,
what are your
what
duties
am I doing here?
Yeah.
Again,
I'll
only
hear you
if
you knock, Curtis. I don't mean that like
existential. Entree.
What do I physically do here?
Mike is due
for
this company.
Yeah.
Number three,
I'm
what does Judge Reinhold say when Phoebe Cates walks in on him in the bathroom? Remember, we're on the radio.
But I'm very
you don't have to say the F-bomb part.
I've actually, I'm a week in. I have never sold a radio ad before.
Bleeping knock.
Wow.
I'm willing to admit that on air. I admitted it in
Mike
my interview.
Mike is three
they
for
know.
Three.
They
destroying
you're not
put, this
pulling
quiz.
A fast one or anything. They know what they're getting into, as do you. Where are the parents? I gave you that one. That was a freebie.
I went from journalism in Australia.
All right.
Spoiler alert, I'm from Australia.
I could have sworn it was an Iowa accent. I never would have guessed Australia.
Where Sean Penn's played Sean Penn's
I moved from journalism in Australia into political organizing in the
US. Oh, that would be Eric Stoltz and Anthony Edwards.
Yes.
Living in Wisconsin.
Very impressive.
It's the battleground. Yeah. There's a lot going
on. That's a good one. See, I thought maybe...
So I'm in the business
of... Eric Stoltz always comes to mind, but I always forget about
creating
Anthony
community
Edwards.
Around progressive issues.
Yeah, it's confusing because he has
civic
hair.
Civic media, you know, is the natural place.
That's why he has long hair.
And he's not in surgery.
It's a natural place for people to be that want to have civil discourse, right?
What band?
And block out crazy theories.
Hire with his reward money for saving Brooke Shields from drowning to play at this birthday party.
Yeah. Really? Yeah.
Right. So that's good that you found
the,
civic media
credits?
And that this worked out. So
I think he,
let's you and I
almost
figure out a way
because he said that
we can
in the,
sell
dream sequence
Nigel
in the interview,
and make a boatload of cash.
I think it's Van Halen.
Cash. What do you
think? Yes, correct.
I mean, we're both in this for the money, if that's
absolutely
not clear.
I love that.
Because they asked what's it going to do with the prize money.
You can tell, by the way,
but I love when he says
I'm rocking the double denim.
Double denim. Now, is that a big Australian look? Where'd you get this jacket?
It's Canadian, isn't it?
Stu just blows them out.
I don't know,
but
Canadian tuxedo.
Jeff. Tell us about Australia, because we talk a lot about movies and TV on the show. Australia, to me, I've never been, but it seems like the epitome of a casual, laid-back. All right, number five.
The whole country seems like California.
What did Mark Ratner
purchase? Am I wrong about that, or is that just a perception I have?
Just to talk to a girl.
No, I think that's about right.
And remember, he gets teased
about this
by DeMille.
It's very much like California in that it has this like laid back, beachy vibe at the same time as being
crush on a girl
impossibly
at the photo mat. So he bought like $10,000 worth of film.
Yeah, so I'm from Sydney.
$100 worth of film, and he didn't even have a camera.
It's one of the most expensive places to live in the world. It's right up there with like Manhattan and Tokyo.
All right, Mike is 6 for 6. One more question.
Yeah, like none of my friends own a house.
What kind of car? Did Jefferson
it's just
have
really hard
that was
to,
to
kind of
by Spicoli and Jefferson's younger brother.
Even though, you know,
and
it's
bonus point if you can name
better
the year
than America in terms of like social programs. Trans Am. And,
yeah,
you
I know that.
Close. Welfare state, you know, things like that.
We have less in medical debt probably for
twin
brothers.
Or is it a
very much so. Yeah, subsidized daycare. And a bonus that kind of thing. Yeah. Paid parental leave.
A year? I don't know. But it was new. I mean, yeah, the movie came out in 82, so maybe it was an 81, 82.
Your own citizens.
We'll give you that one. It was a 79 Camaro. Yeah.
So what? Have you been to the other side where Melbourne is? So you Australia?
Melbourne's on the bottom.
You can fix this car.
Oh, I'm thinking Perth. Okay.
You're thinking Perth. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I've actually never been out west.
My old man's got an ultimate set of tools, so I can fix it.
You're not missing much.
I had one bonus question for you.
Oh yeah,
this is super hard.
Perth is a small town.
Okay, so what can Conrad and I do to help you
assimilate
here to civic media? You're not new to the U.S. You've been here 10 years. Mm-hmm. You say.
First
where
thing
else
you
have
do,
you lived in America or Wisconsin?
Wherever you are,
I had to write these down.
Wherever you are, that's the place to be.
Arrived.
Isn't in that's number three. That's number three.
Southwest Ohio.
Compliment
her.
Isn't this
great?
Grad school.
Isn't this great?
Then
this
great?
Is it compliment
hiked
her?
Up to Madison. I lived there for 3 years.
You hiked? All right, here, I'll give you the ones I remember.
You
played Kashmir?
No, we got a U-Haul
Led Zeppelin.
And a moving van. But, yeah.
Is
we slept.
That's your half right there.
Yeah. We slept.
Comes to making out.
I have a rule that I sleep through Indiana.
Led Zeppelin 4. Okay.
Like, I've done that drive so many times.
And then they cut to the scene when that's, you know, all the Zepp heads all complained.
Indiana is where I nap. And I encourage everyone
else. It's a state you get through.
Which is not on Led Zeppelin 4.
I mean, I've worked when I was a standard
comedian.
Right,
so it's that one. It's wherever you are. That's the place to
enjoy it, isn't it? Very.
Yeah,
and the people of Indiana are wonderful.
I was just there for the Taylor Swift concert.
In Indianapolis.
Yeah.
The lady will have a Coke.
Oh,
I will have a Coke as well.
Something
like that.
Really did.
I had to write it down. It's
like
great.
Paper
lady
the town,
will have the linguine
in friendship bracelets. The police forces wore friendship bracelets.
Oh, that is.
And
cool.
Posed for pictures. I got a photo
and
with a beautiful
what's the other
man
one
named Princess.
The number one is
a friendship
first
bracelet.
Never let
car
on how much you like.
Yeah.
Girl.
So you're a Swiftie.
Oh, hi, Debbie. And he's
but I will agree with you.
Cardboard cutout of Debbie Harry there.
Ohio.
Oh, hi.
Probably about 40
that's
miles
one
into Ohio
and
from
40 two is always called the shot. Kiss me. You won't regret it.
You won't
promo
regret it.
Record
yes
that.
Oh, I should have got that.
That's for my
Mike Siegel
fan
is here, folks. Yeah. He is the host
of
the Travel Tales podcast and a very funny comedian and TV host.
A musical
and,
called The Last 5 years.
Does it all, Mike.
Okay.
You also, do rewiring, don't you? Or you do nails or something.
Sung it slightly better than I did.
You can be
I do HVAC.
You
know, a job
at Civic Media to launch your singing. Where can people see? I know you still do stand-up sporadically, but go to funnymike.com for more information.
Eliza Cousin
where
is
can
my guest right
you,
now. She is the latest
anyway
member of the team here at UWGB. You're going to be selling.
I'm
you're doing
the
sales here. It's going to be great. You're going to love it. So
here,
how long have you been
in
Green Bay?
Outside of LA. And,
moved up
yeah,
here in
mostly,
2017.
A lot of ships these days.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have Packers fever? Were you a rugby fan in Australia? Now you have to switch your alliances. How is that working out for you?
I was more of a cricket person.
And the Alaska season's about to start.
Yeah.
And cricket translates to baseball.
Cruises where it's
like I can watch a Brewers game and enjoy it and follow it. I haven't done any of those mega ships. It's cricket in a diamond.
Passenger ones. I wouldn't mind doing it once.
There is a bit more of a cultural gap.
They have a dedicated comedy American club in those football. Where you work with other
guys. Taste for it yet.
And usually I'm the only
But at the same time,
the
you know, as someone who's kind of community
oriented.
So
it'd be fun to work with other
Like,
other
I love
comedy.
The Packers. Like, the fact that they're owned by the town, not a billionaire. It's rad. It's really rad.
And I would lead with that when you go into sales calls rather than not really a big Packer.
So what have you seen, Mike? What are you
Conrad, am I right?
Have you seen any movies?
Just trying to help watching anything.
I mean, should I wear a jersey? Try to fake it?
What do you think, Con?
Well, I don't
think
he's
sent the whole get up, you know? A jersey.
Maybe
cheesehead.
Yeah.
Wear one of these. We got these posters here. We got the old football helmets. Maybe that would help.
Mid-century modern.
So, okay. So what do you like to do in your free time?
And it's from the guy. As you did, what are your hobbies? Grace. And of course, Nathan Lane is great in it, but I'm like, does it hold up as a whole? I don't know. We kind of watched it because a friend of my girlfriend.
Well, I've done
is,
a lot of, obviously, I was a journalist in my past life, but I've written a lot of like, creative.
Have you ever watched something that's like essays, after a couple episodes?
That kind of thing.
You may not be digging it, but.
And I'm actually working on my
first. We're
going
to have dinner with
fiction.
This guy. We should ask. We should be able to ask some questions.
Oh man, that seems so overwhelming.
So I call it
a
hobby, but I do plan to sell it and make millions.
What about the movie?
Obviously,
I hope you do.
Thank you.
I have not. Oh,
so I get home from this job. I feed my cat and my child, and then
I
sit back down.
Yeah, I thought it was great.
And I try and do my nightly meals.
So do you feed your cat first and then your child?
The cat. So much louder than the
episode. You're right.
Trying to do this based on how much pushback you're going to get.
But that's
okay.
That's
exciting.
The
I hope you sell it. I'm a writer myself. I don't know that I ever could have written.
I like those movies better when they're about a certain time period.
I like the benchmark.
Bob Dylan as a baby.
Like to hit. A novel, I would know.
Just try to cover the whole career.
It could be 1,200 pages. It could be 200 pages.
60-year career.
That seems like it would be overwhelming. Kind of maddening.
I
recommend
be,
to you, Mike, see Sinners if you get a chance. I really like that. I thought it was great.
I'm hearing good things.
So I'm writing
any other
upmarket fiction.
Famous or great
that
comedy.
That gives you the structure. It gives you the bones.
You want to throw out there before
yeah,
we let you
and
go.
There is kind of a format to follow.
Well, again, we're in the same.
Well, good for you. That's exciting. So any chance you'll go back to
quote,
Australia? Do you miss your home country? Or are you pretty
really
much saying at this point, like, America's the place?
Absolutely.
Green Bay's my home.
A lot of it.
I did go back to Sydney.
Oh yeah, right.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, it was bittersweet. It did remind me of what I'm missing.
Right.
Yeah.
We're thinking of a particular character from the Far East who is very funny in a red place.
Yeah, for me it was
some of the funniest stuff, and you can't say it anymore. And
the sound of the birds, like the parrots in the trees,
and Michael Hall.
You know, it's things like the particular sound the buses make.
Great.
You know,
yeah,
it's
right.
That
so much,
sensory
buddy.
Experience
is fun.
Of homesickness.
I had a blast.
Tell
your
significant other.
You have,
I won't use her full name,
maybe
but
two.
Piper.
We'll
okay.
She always comes up as a Facebook
Australian
friend
film
suggestion.
Or
I don't
filmmaker.
Do that
do
with women because I don't want women to get the wrong
only
idea.
Film
because
nerds use film.
Just out of habit, I always ask them out right after I make a friend request, and I don't want to live with myself like that. So,
but Pete, I'd like you to keep your distance.
Okay, we'll do that. All right, Michael, thanks so much, buddy. Check out the Travel Tales podcast.
To. Kind of
and,
one of
go
the movies that
all
really made
stuff.
Me
Thank
is
you,
a film called Looking for Ella Brandy.
You got okay. That's Mike
adapted
Siegel,
by from a book
on the
by
screen.
Melina Marchetta. And
Dave says History of the World Part 1. That's a
Sydney's
great
Sydney's Italian neighborhood.
That's just a great
with
comedy.
Italian family led by a single mom.
A
and it's this
well
coming
done,
of age flick.
Dave also says any Cheech and Chong movie
that just deals with.
Of course,
a lot of
great
really
stuff. All right, we're coming right back. Great to have you with me
teenage
on this Monday
issues,
night on the Civic Media Radio
Network.
Yeah, it's
just a really fantastic also, I love a little indie flick filmed in Sydney. You might have heard of The Matrix.
Heard of it.
Yeah.
Got to see that one of these days.
Yeah.
I've seen it
it's
all.
It's a great, it's legitimately a good film to watch to get a sense of Sydney visually.
That's interesting. Yeah. I love Mad Max Fury Road. I don't know how much of that was really filmed in.
In the
Sydney,
Red Center.
Yeah. And that's fascinating to me, that whole, the whole continent. So.
Yeah.
Well, we'll do this again, I hope. Good luck here at Civic Media.
I hope we make a boatload of money together.
Can we
do that?
I want to throw a call out to the arts businesses in our area. We are here for you. We don't even have to take your money. We just want to work with you. We want to partner with you and be best friends.
Get them on the show. See what happens.
Absolutely.
Let's talk the arts. Absolutely. All right. Eliza Cousin, thank you very much. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right. We were coming right back with Nightlight and Peach Wamba here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
The John and Gordy Show.
Catherine,
what is
she's obsessed with
her?
With a man in uniform.
Do you get to drive the truck sometimes? What? Hi, Catherine. Here. What?
We're listening into your conversation.
The fire people, they're here. Yeah. The truck's here. Bring the kids.
The fire people.
What's the matter? They've got very big hoses that they have to lift, and they're very heavy. Yeah.
Shiny badges.
Hard to hold those hoses. I'm sure it is.
Oh, God.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org. Supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by
Civic Media. You are breaking a fast, though.
Hey, this is Pete Schwabba. I hope you're having a safe and happy Memorial Day weekend. We'll be back live to light it up on Tuesday night. In the meantime, enjoy this best of show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think. Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm
family. Our question to tonight is, what is your least favorite Christmas carol?
Learn more at fightingblindness.org, a public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Spirit.
Missed your favorite show live on air?
Conrad,
it's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts.
But we will, we're reading your text, so let us know what you think, folks, on the stream or on the app.
And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Jimmy Pardo is here. He is the host of the Never Not
Funny podcast. Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation. Plus, fun. And exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wmdxradio.com/contest-terms.
Sense
download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Like a void if I'm not if I don't order popcorn or
you're
or,
listening to pre-recorded
or like if
content.
If I am having dental work and I have to get nachos or a pretzel instead, it just doesn't feel right.
Interesting. Wow, that's fantastic. All right, so that reason alone, Conrad, I think we're ready. We're going to make the popcorn pick of the week. We're going to hear Jimmy's pick. And he has good taste in movies for the most part, except for Oscars, so we're going to go with this. Drum roll, please.
And that's
Jimmy Pardo, host of the Never Not Funny podcast. What is your popcorn pick? It's a song written just for me, but anybody can do that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I have not seen that, folks. Jim, I have...
Are you sure?
All right, I'm geeking out here. I went to a wedding in Chicago last week. It's not at my hometown theater. I went to this wedding in Chicago.
It's Friday night. We're hanging out.
We're having multiplex across from my hotel. I missed it twice.
And some of the sketches we've done.
I am desperate to see that movie. And you're saying it's as good as I am imagining it.
Life Mark's very melancholy Christmas continues with this week's film, The Christmas Shoes.
Wow.
The holiday spirit is alive in the little town of Port Denmark, Wisconsin. The picturesque streets are lined with Christmas lights and good cheer. And Christmas cheer is teeming in the people of Port Denmark.
You know, it's got,
and
you know,
in a very
culty,
special pair of shoes.
That I like in a movie.
Honey,
it's got, you know,
these
little,
shoes
cat and mouse.
Were handed down from your
great-grandmother.
Really, that's fantastic. That's a great pick. I'm excited to see
to
it. It's
me,
reviewing well. Audiences like it. Jude Law's great. I like Jude Law, and I like a good heist
we've
film.
We've all met the love and, of our lives while we're wearing the Christmas shoes.
My actual review as Oliver and I were walking to the car was,
your marriage will be full of
I'm going to say, I'm going to call this movie very, very good.
And prosperity.
I'm not,
you and Derek are so good together.
Great, but I'm
if
giving
Derek
it very,
doesn't
very
propose,
good.
I,
can be
I don't
talked
want
into
it to
great.
Be because you
I'll
weren't
take
wearing
very, very
the Christmas
good.
Shoes.
Any day of the week, I still want to see
oh,
it.
Oh, sweetheart, you would be a fool to let you go.
It's a
Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Mom.
Do you have a favorite snack when you're binge watching TV?
Feel the love of the Christmas shoes.
Do you still go popcorn, or when you're in the privacy of your own home, do you change things up?
Boy, I might go. I still might go microwave popcorn. Nice. You know, if I'm watching a movie at home. Yeah, that's my go-to snack.
Thank you, City Council members, for coming in on such short notice.
We'll let you know that too.
Now we've got a real dilemma here with this parade
kind of
right around the corner.
It's kind of healthy.
People,
in some ways,
they call it Nature's Broom, don't they?
Sports fans have such a terrible reputation, and I want this to be a rebrand for our city. Now
I heard that once.
Parade attendees are going to show up and act like assholes and embarrass the out of us. So what do we do to keep this to a minimum and put our best foot forward and let people know that our drunken sports fans do not represent other Philadelphians?
Sir, what if we just pleaded with everyone to act like mature
Taco
adults?
Bell, because it goes right through you. You won't gain weight. And so I believe that.
Seriously, though, I think what we need to do is try to keep certain people
right through
out of certain areas away from the cameras where their behavior could hit national news.
Have we done enough to protect
the
horses?
That's not what I was
going to say.
Right,
we don't want another horse getting punched repeatedly.
A girl. I'm not going
to
use
it. It might be wise to keep her law enforcement officers off horseback this year.
It's a good idea. What about the guy who celebrated a little too much and ended up dry humping police motorcycles a few years ago?
That's not fair.
I just get the feeling.
You just had too much to drink.
I'm really starting to doubt.
Yeah, that's the whole problem right there.
Funny.
Sir, we've had a number of instances where young drunk males have vomited, oftentimes on nice suburban families. What if we cordoned off a section where if people needed to puke, they could go there
and
any peripheral vomit would hit other vomiters instead of nice families?
I like the way you think, but I'm not ready to condone any type of vomiting just yet.
Sir, we have met with the committee, Friends of Public Urinators, and we've asked them to please tone it down. They immediately got defensive and threatened to pee right there at that meeting.
You got to be kidding me.
Sir, we countered and said we will not supply enough porta potties.
Oh, boy, that's a
great question. Turns out that was a mistake because they got belligerent, doubled down, and said that they actually prefer having no privacy. And then they threatened to eat asparagus before the parade.
Damn it. So I could have asked my wife if I knew.
Checkmate. You really got to go to the well that deep for a favorite Christmas movie?
What about people who just want to empty their drinks on innocent bystanders and have a laugh? They should have an area too.
Well, that's very noble, but we've only got so many city blocks people.
We could just have all the bodily function people in one area and then have hazmat come in after and just nuke it.
I'm not sure hazmat exists anymore, sir.
I don't know if I have a favorite.
Sorry to be a Debbie Downer, but we're forgetting about people who just want to randomly start beating people up.
I don't think I do, Pete. I apologize.
I couldn't leave on the Super Bowl during COVID and just had a virtual parade.
Or we could just be who we are, avid sports fans who just like to dispense some bodily fluids from time to time to celebrate our victories.
Do you have a Christmas song you never need to hear again?
You know what? I love the song Last
we
Christmas by Wham.
We are number one. We are number one.
I don't like it. Hey, anybody else.
Sorry, Mr. Mayor.
Like, I'm a Taylor Swift fan. I love Taylor
Looking
Swift.
Looking for a
even
show
version,
that'll keep you on the edge of your
it.
Seat
I hear
this
the
fall?
Wham version?
Yeah. Check out Wabino Volunteer Fire.
Red, there's another huge spider in the crapper.
Yeah, totally
when's that bug guy
Jim,
coming?
Jim, this is so
He's
much
not.
Fun. Thank you for
having the Department of Teeth.
You believe that? I'll go shirt shopping. We'll
These guys are the ones running toward a cat stuck in
Happy
a tree holidays. When others run away.
You too, buddy.
That's Jimmy Powell. Thank
you
for having
me. Two first responders who would give anything to have to respond.
Podcast.
I'll tell you what.
Let's
It's a good thing those 9/11 terrorists targeted New York and not Wabino.
That was fun.
I would have opened up a can of whoop ass.
So 9/11. What happened?
Wabino Times film critic and bait shop owner Bud T-Bone McCracken calls it a gripping and poignant look
I mean,
at the lives of volunteer
shirt,
firefighters and says this weekend, Boneyard bait jigger bone grubs are half price.
Can't even catch on
what do you
fire
want to do for
it?
Lunch today, man?
I don't know that, actually.
I don't know. We're out of cool cuts.
Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic
Great if we had a Jimmy John's
Radio Network.
Or Subway.
Sure, they have a lot of downtime. That just makes them train harder to stay ready.
What are you doing?
Shuffle dancing. Taking a class at the Y.
What the hell is shuffle dance?
For your information, it's a very popular dance form. You need to be really coordinated to do it. It helped me be a better firefighter. Check this out.
They'll do whatever it takes to stay focused in case they ever get a call.
Ha, Yahtzee. Suck it, Smokey.
Damn! What are you guys doing this weekend?
Packers have a bye. So the wife wants me to go stupid antiquing.
They want local arsonists to know one thing. Don't bother, because these guys are experts at handling the hose. This show is literally on fire. Well, not literally.
Wabino Volunteer Fire. No cats were harmed in the filming of this sketch.
We'll be right back with Terry Barr for Bar Band Friday Night on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The summer ABC box office News, kicks into high gear this weekend with two huge releases squaring off for your hard-earned money. Let's start with The Granddaddy, which is the final installment of the Mission Impossible franchise, at least for now. Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, continues the story from 2 years ago, where we left with a train hanging off a cliff. The film is polling about an 80% on Rotten Tomatoes because some critics apparently don't know how to party. Not to be outdone, the live-action version of Lilo and Stitch also opens this weekend and is also anticipating massive returns at the gate. In the film, which is pulling 73% on Rotten Tomatoes, a fugitive alien helps a young Hawaiian girl heal her dysfunctional family. If you're looking for some good old-fashioned, cringeworthy adult comedy, check out the film Friendship, which goes into wider release this weekend. If you're in a small town, you might have to road trip for the laughs, but it might be worth it as it's pulling a 90% on RT. Let's go to the movies. For more Showbiz Fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on Civic Media Radio Network.
The Pack is back in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers return to the practice field tomorrow for the start of OTAs, organized team activities. It's the next step in the team's offseason program to see what they've got in rookie wide receivers like Matthew Golden and Savion Williams, selected in the draft. Hockey, the Milwaukee Admirals season came to an end last night. They lost 3-2 at home to the Texas Stars to end their playoff run. Baseball, Brewers with a 3-game series at home against the Boston Red Sox today through Wednesday. The Crew with a 6-5 win over the Pirates on Sunday, thanks to RBI doubles from Caleb Durbin and Bryce Terang, who was just 1-for-24 heading into the game.
I'm not even really scuffling. I'm hitting balls hard, just right two people. It's big to get that run, but like I said earlier, it's Durbin to move the chain. You know, those guys to have good at-bats is the reason why I even got an opportunity, so you can go down a big rabbit hole.
That's the Brewers' Bryce Terang. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. George Wendt passed away earlier this week. Most people know him as Norm from Cheers, where he spent 11 seasons and was the only cast member, including Ted Danson, to appear in all 275 episodes. In addition to Cheers, his credits include Fletch, Airplane 2, Outside Providence, and of course, Bob Swirsky, one of the Chicago superfans. Here are a couple fun facts about George Wendt. He got his start in Chicago at Second City, but his first job there was sweeping floors. He's actually the uncle to Ted Lasso himself, Jason Sudeikis. Here are some fun Norm lines to
You're
remember.
You're listening to
George
pre-recorded
Wendt
content
by.
Produced by Civic Media.
Hey, what's happening, Norm?
It's a dog-eat-dog world, Sammy, and I'm wearing milk-bone underwear.
For more Showbiz Fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. Welcome back to Nightlight. Radio. I am Pete Schwabba, your host for this evening's program. Steady Eddie checks in with a text that says, Pete, for me, Field of Dreams was just a little
Enjoying
corny.
Enjoying this local program?
Just a bit
Find
outside.
The complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us right or the Civic Media
Avenue.
App.
Good point, Steady Eddie.
Sunny this morning,
says,
becoming
and
partly cloudy this
yet,
afternoon. Our high in the upper 60s to near 70 today.
Run.
The wind will be east at
That's
5
all
to 10.
I got for
tonight, mostly cloudy.
Tonight,
we'll drop to 47
to up,
for a low
get up
tomorrow.
And get out of
mostly
here,
cloudy
gone.
With a few scattered Steady showers Eddie. And a high
is that what you
in the mid
to
upper 60s. I'm meteorologist
yeah,
Sean
Mike,
Cable.
Does that sound
temperature now 41.
Yes, indeed. And now that
did you know, VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase
line?
This home and then
that
use the money that we
Adam
were
Sandler,
going to use as a
maybe.
Down to actually
yeah,
fix up the home. I would tell anybody yeah, who is
no,
interested
like,
in getting a VA loan
no,
to just
base,
do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, loans. Visit da.gov/homeloans.
The Maggie Don Show. Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
Did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Don Show, weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a very special Memorial Day episode. We talk to Jeremy Lyon from the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs on our cemeteries honoring our veterans and more. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Even though you're listening to pre-recorded content.
Time to check out original music with Bar Band Friday on Nightlight. Now your host, Pete Schwabba, and special guest, Terry Barr.
You said I should just ask you what's up.
Co-host. It's not. She's not even.
Oh, I can't hear you.
This is her segment. She's not. I'm the guest. Terry Barr is
with us. You don't want me as a co-host. I'll just take over.
I think he accidentally muted his mic.
I can just unplug your mic, Terry.
I'll figure out something.
Because he has Ryan Gosling.
Oh, you wouldn't dare.
I would never do that. Not with those golden pipes
out of your ear and then we missed you, Mike.
No way. Hey, how are you?
I'm good. It's Friday. Hallelujah.
It's Friday. A long weekend. Do you have big plans this weekend?
Mike, Conrad thinks you muted yourself.
No, our plans got bumped
obscene.
A little bit.
I see it. I called it. I don't know how that
original player.
That's all right.
He was supposed to be in Madison and then also in Northern Illinois.
It was
canceled both shows.
It was just fun to see the name Ryan Gosling while you were searching for the.
I'm sad. But we have great music for Max Inc. Radio. So I told Rocker.
What is going on? You got something on your mind tonight.
So
it sounds like you're hearing the perfect.
Yeah, I don't have anything specific. I've been busy. It's a busy time of year.
We had a guest on the show recently. Paul Henna? I think
heading
was his name.
Up your way.
Correct, yeah. Really good guitarist. Have you heard of him?
I have not. Where is he from?
Right here in Northeast Wisconsin. He came into the studio. Ace Frehley is his idol too, and he got to play. I think he said he got to play with him and ask him questions. Hung out in the green room a little bit.
Right.
And
4 hours.
I always heard
4 hours,
and
so
I don't know if this is true or not, but that Ace Frehley could be a little aloof or whatever. But he said, you know, it's one of those meet your idol type things.
What city in the UP is that?
Ace Frehley might have been pretty cool. So that was
nice.
I love that story. We're gonna have to find him and have him on our show.
We have contact him. Well, I'll put you in touch with Paul. He was great.
It's Lake Superior, and there's
a bay.
I love being able to introduce you to a musical act for a change. So
the little village is Bay Mills.
You've done a good job.
And they have
sent, I don't know, like 4 or 5 hour way.
Okay. And all the things
that's
that
awesome.
People
all right.
Up there
on radio for pets. We got to have them back on comedy.
And before you go
there,
you stop at the weed store, and then you can get high and drunk and gamble all at once because that's what voters want.
On a Friday night.
Or just go in there and empty your pockets out and leave and save yourself the time.
So, when is that, Mike?
Should
that's
we jump
exciting.
In? I mean, when is
that's
that?
Friday night.
You want to start with No Limit or Taylor?
Start with No Limit just because they have, well, both the other gentlemen that I want to introduce you and No Limit. Always great stories behind the music. So No Limit got together in high school. Okay, they've now graduated.
Like, I am in no shape
but they've been,
to go to the gym.
For some reason, they've been able to keep it together.
Just
so they're still playing
the gym
as
to
a band,
to get into
putting
shape.
Out some new music
so
right now.
Instead, you know
here's
what
the
I did?
Very cool thing.
Because the Girl
you
Scouts
remember
came
you
around.
And I talked about
still get
Rock Ronson, the competition.
Oh, yeah. Girl Scout cookie.
Yeah.
Concert,
so
yeah. Girl Scout cookies.
They won Rock
Ronson
last year.
They seem to
and one of the prizes they get to go into
by
the
shrinkflation
to record
the
their music.
Cookies are now roughly
so
the
that
size
is
of
what
a quarter.
Is now coming out.
The good news
brand
is,
new from No Limit the
one serving size.
And on top of new music because of the Rock Ronson win. And if you want to look up Rock Ronson.
It doesn't matter. You just eat them.
It's like a sleeve of cookies is one size.
They're going to play
Summerfest
this summer.
But,
now, that's got to be one of the biggest stages.
I don't normally eat a whole sleeve of cookies. I'm trying to be healthy.
And these
I
kids,
watch,
you know, they're still
you know,
just
like
out of high school.
I'm the most well-informed
that's
guy
incredible.
That I've been watching watch. And where I get a lot of my information from commercials.
And
I've been seeing this Jardine's commercial over and over.
No limits. They have no plan
yeah,
to stop.
It's a, yeah.
going to
going medication for.
And obviously, if they got together in high school and they continue to play, they are doing well. They won the competition. They're playing Summerfest. They've got a bunch of other gigs coming up this summer too. And I take it as no limit means they are really having a good time.
No limit, and maybe they want to go as far as this thing will take them, and it's pretty cool. I mean, if you're a kid that age playing Summerfest,
they look so
damn happy. You've made it, right?
It looks like so much fun.
Yes, and they have all this new music that they are putting out just in time for Summerfest. The song that we are sharing, Everything Remains, is one of those brand new songs. So not only are they going to be on a big stage at Summerfest, they're going to be playing all their own original new music.
That's the funny part. And how long of a set do they have to fill? Because that's probably the biggest thing for a new artist, right? Is having enough time to fill a segment or a set list, you're paying for protection.
Exactly.
And, you know, when something happens, they say, well, you know, maybe we'll cover it. It's like, wait a minute. What?
No way.
But it's like Geico.
I was
going to
ask you what kind of music it is, but why don't we just hear the song and then we can talk about it.
With their insurance company, I hear USA. It's a Bar Band Friday night, folks. We're here, even though we're not here. And Terry's here.
I'm missing you. No,
here is
everything.
No limit. Everything remains.
TV Land is super fun and energetic and full of surprises, but happy surprises.
Do you, Mike, do you feel sorry for billionaires?
Is that a serious question?
That was based on your Substack. And I'm with you. I hear a lot of billionaires complaining, regardless of which side of the aisle. They can't catch a break.
The billionaires, I've probably, in my Substack, which by the way, you can find it at mikemercury.substack.com. The last few months, or probably since then, I've definitely gotten a little more political than I like to be. And when I say that, it's because the politics has become so dominated in everything this, you know, last 6 months or whatever.
More than ever. Yeah.
It's reality TV. You cannot avoid it as much as I try to. I will go for, you know, a week maybe without watching the news at all, just to try and avoid some of the stuff because I find things, you know, upsetting in some regards and tiresome and redundant and whatever, and I don't like all the players. But I watched that kind of news last night, the local news. I thought, the local news, that'll be safe enough. And then I tune in a little late. As soon as just in time to see the weather report, and the guy, the weatherman, was, it's severe weather awareness week this week in the state or in the country, I think. So the weatherman was describing the differences between a watch and a warning by comparing them to tacos and their readiness to eat. This is absolutely true. I watched it. I was like, this is the stupidest thing I've ever seen on local TV, and that's, you know, that's saying something. Afterwards I went to bed, I'm like, oh my God, we're so dumb that they have to show us pictures of tacos in order to grasp the concept of what a tornado watch might be, when to go to the basement. And then I got up this morning, and it still bothered me, so I went and did a search on Google. You search taco watch, taco warning, and it turns out that there were hundreds of results from all over the country. Other weather stations, other TV weathermen, weather people, and media outlets have been using the exact same graphic with the tacos to help people understand the differences. For years, this has been going on for years, and I saw that and I was like, so, then a Reddit thread, and some of the Redditors were commenting about how they had seen this taco Rocco comparison, and it, for the first time in their lives, helped them to understand the difference between a watch and a warning. And I went, oh my God, Darwin was wrong, because these people, yeah, it's helping dumb people stay alive.
We have the graphic up that you used on your Substack, Mike.
That's right there.
Just crazy.
And like I said, I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but I can figure out the difference between a watch and a warning. I'm pretty sure I had that figured out by the time I was about 9.
Is that
I don't know.
Is that like one of those, it's 3 tacos, we need to get to the basement? Like,
it kind of fooled me there. I thought it was done. I was kind of rocking out,
and then all of a sudden, stopped, and they started up again.
Wow.
Did they explain how they got the tacos, or why they used tacos?
You know, it has that feel, doesn't it? And then I felt bad when they started because I didn't give you a warning that this be a little heavier than we usually get into.
It's pretty funny, but after I discovered that this has been in widespread use for multiple years all over the country, I was like,
lineup, so the music is consistent on that stage for the whole day or night.
You know, the
so I'm curious to find out who they're going to be playing with.
Yeah, wow. And that song is brand new. Like, I was on their website. They just released that in February. So that's like,
it's unbelievable.
Right, I could also backfire and say, no, if we have tacos, it's cool. We don't have to go to the base.
So that's, if we have tacos, then we're
never disappointed us, Terry. Come on. And if they think we're that stupid, that's not much of a leap.
Everything you bring is great. That's everything remains.
So definitely check them out.
Hey, you had a gig in Waukegan you wrote about too.
We converted the casino or something.
Who do you have coming up tomorrow?
No Limit will be on there. Not live, but they're going to bring in this song and play it and talk about it. And a brand new song that no one has heard yet.
Permit to build a casino.
And then Taylor, who we're going to talk about here in just a minute, he is live in the lair. So he will be our live musician for an hour tomorrow night. And I just love it because that's when you can really dig into the background and their stories.
Yeah. I was looking him up here, too, while we were acoustic rock, popsicle. I love acoustic rock. Absolutely love it. Madison area. What else can you tell us about Taylor?
Well, it's so interesting, and this has to be a little pressure. When your grandfather was a great guitar player and also wrote songs, and then, of course, his dad was a guitar player, his mom a singer, his uncle was a drummer. You know, here comes Taylor. Either he's going to have it or he isn't.
You know those big white plastic store the
all right, well, we'll do a quick break, and then we'll come back with the song.
Inside, it was a full-blown casino.
Music is family, and I can tell you why he named it.
They came
that.
To
yes, please. No, no, tell us
and
now. We've got a little time.
Set up a temporary
He asked his family, now that we know like most of them are musicians, his friends, anyone who wanted to come and be on his album, and all his favorite musicians.
You know, you're telling a joke about the clang, 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 ding, 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 ding.
That is crazy. Now, is he older or is he younger? Because I was on their Facebook page.
You know, I'd be doing a joke, and I'd hear a
he looks like
kind of
just a regular dude, maybe in his 20s. Like then there's another guy sitting off to the side who looks a little bit older, and he's got a mic in front.
Maybe one of his family members.
That screams comedy. We're going to do a very short break, and we'll come back with a few more minutes with Mike Mercury. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media
cover band. Yeah, now we've gotten to the 90s for cover bands, and that band is called Boo Boo Dow. Taylor is one of the younger guys in the Foo Foo Dolls.
Okay. All right, that's fantastic. All right.
Isn't that a great name?
Terry Barr is here, folks. It is a bar band Friday night. We are having some fun here, even though we aren't really here. That's how we're pulling this off, Terry. It's kind of a miracle.
It's the magic.
The magic of radio. We've had a great time with Michael Collins and Eliza and Emerson Lehman, and we will have more with Terry Barr after this very short break, and we're going to hear a tune from Taylor Sherrick. That's coming up next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Neither are you. Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though. Because
probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media Wildlands. For more information, visit outdoorstewards.org.
The John and Gordy Show.
Catherine, what is
she's obsessed with,
with
a man in uniform?
Do you get to drive the truck sometimes?
Welcome back to Nightlight.
Hey, Catherine,
we're listening into your conversation.
We're the fire people. They're here.
Mr. Fire People.
What's the matter? They've got very big hoses that they have to lift. They're very heavy.
Shiny badges.
Hard to hold those hoses. I'm sure it is.
Oh, God.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX.
That's a Tom Selleck movie.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman
Paper
Network
Route
Institute
for 35 years.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media apps you? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Do this every single night.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WMDXRadio.com.
We have
contest-term.
We've got Tim Schweigel,
this
filmmaker.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even
active,
more anytime?
Film,
find all of it at civicmedia.us.
And then Rob Thomas, from Madison, will join us tomorrow night at 7:20. We got a whole Madison thing going here, Mike. There's a lot of you people. I got to have them all on the show.
And Rob Thomas knows a thing or two about movies. I know nothing. He knows every movie. He probably know that Tom Selleck movie.
The front seat. Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an active
block. Are you watching anything on TV you could recommend? Are you a binge watcher, Mike?
Well, you know what? A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council. I kind of prefer the binge watching as opposed to where
connecting
they
audiences, powering brands. This
you know,
is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
A comedy or an hour if it was a drama, probably. And then you'd have to wait a whole week. And so I like to binge watch. That said, we just watched the recent third season of White Lotus, which you cannot binge watch. You can now.
You can now, yeah.
It finished Newman,
great guy.
Sunday.
I was waiting for that reason. I want to watch them all if I want to watch them. So I held off. And now I kind of have heard stuff, but what was your take on the season?
Oh, they got to do...
I would think Kurt would love to do that.
The benefit of not having a,
do you know him? I would love to introduce you
because
he would be great.
Season one and two
in a former
remember them
radio
being
station
good
life,
and enjoyable.
We were
and funny
supposed
and
to get to
things,
introduce
but
them,
but I don't
at
really
show,
remember enough details. So this season
happened.
I'm watching
so
three,
I have
three and I'm like, I think I like this one best.
We didn't get to do
mainly because that's what I was watching now. I think that
we should make that happen. I'll do what I can. I'd love to get him up here to Green Bay, but it might be an easier ask for Madison, so we'll figure
overall,
that out. But
okay,
that would be so cool. All right, so Taylor
you have a
Sherrick,
new series.
I want to say Shrek, but
a
I know that's not right. Taylor Sherrick will
good.
Be on Live in the Lair tomorrow. That's pretty exciting. And right now, I hear his song music.
And by the time you see the third
Man Friday night, folks, Terry Barr is here. Let's party. Here's Taylor Sherrick, and music is family
anymore. And so it's just got to be the material has to be so strong. to be compelling, to be as compelling as it was the first season or first movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. And I finished season two. For whatever reason, they put it off for, well, well over a year. And I did laugh at Jennifer Coolidge just the way she died after killing all those guys to protect her fortune and not give it to her husband. And then her last words in life were, "You've got this." She tried to jump into the boat and conked her head. That's not funny, but I laughed because it's so dark and it's just so. I did not see that coming. I mean, all she had to do was stay on the boat and wait to be rescued. And she'd still have $500 million. So I love the writing on that show. But where would you rank the third season, Mike, comparatively?
I don't know. I mean, like I said, it was good to me. I think it was Jennifer Coolidge, that storyline that was season two.
Yeah.
Because she was in season one, but then she really owned season two.
Yes.
So I think season two would be the top one.
Okay.
This season three, there's some great acting, as always, great writing, terrific characters, super interesting.
Yeah.
But it just, you know, maybe it doesn't feel quite as fresh as it did in season one or whatever. So,
I totally get that.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
Tony the trucker says, Mike described me to a T. Ever becomes famous enough to need a bodyguard, I'm all in. He is. He's Ryan Gosling, Tony. Mike, this was fun. Thank you as always, buddy. Good luck. You can see Mike up at the Bay Mills Casino Friday the 10th. That's this Friday. And it's up on Lake Superior. I actually look for it on a map. They don't really, on their website, they don't really say what town they're in. Unless it's called Bay Mills, which could be.
There's a little village, and I think the village is Bay Mills.
Okay.
And it used to be that the Google map would drive you right into the lake, so hopefully it's been updated.
Well, if there's an empty stage, we'll know what happened. Mike, knock him dead, blow the roof off the joint, and come back and see us real soon, buddy. Always fun.
Good to see you. Thanks for having me. Thanks, comrade. Say hi to your mom.
Good night, Ryan. He didn't mean that. He meant because your mom texted the show. He wasn't trying to make a your mom joke. But you know what? I love that. But that kind of funny. He's that kind of guy. He used to talk about my mom all the time. Hey, thank you to Mike Mercury. We'll be back tomorrow night with more fun on Nightlight on behalf of the Lovable Producer Conrad. I'm Peach Wabba saying goodnight, Battalion. That's a great song.
Isn't that what a great way to end on a Friday?
Absolutely.
Wow.
That is a great song. I love his accompaniment to his lyric. It's just great.
Yeah. Wow. I agree. Yeah.
So, all right. So he's live in the lair tomorrow. That'll be a blast.
He is live.
That is fantastic.
And yeah, we're going to get to hear a whole lot more of his new music and hear all the stories behind the music.
Well, we'll be watching for him. He's obviously, and No Limit too. I mean, they're so young. They got the whole, their whole lives in front of them.
Fun.
And you got them both on the show tomorrow. That's so great, Terry. You have a great weekend. You have something big, huge planned or what?
No, just kind of chilling, which is probably okay. How about
Nothing wrong with that. Pretty much the same. I've got some family stuff I got to take care of, and a lot of people will be in town. So I'm going to have a really long weekend, but I'll make it work. It'll be fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. I hope it's enjoyable.
Thank you.
And happy Friday to everybody.
You too, my friend. Have a great show tomorrow night, and thank you again.
Thank you.
All right, that's Terry Barr, folks. Check out Max Inc. Radio, one of the coolest shows you will ever hear on the radio. It's just so well hosted. The interviews are great and the music is great too. If you've not checked out Max Inc., well, and you have 6 hours tomorrow, do it. The whole show is fantastic. 6 p.m. to midnight here on the Civic Media Radio Network. What are we forgetting, Conrad?
Happy Memorial Day.
Yeah. What are you doing? You take Memorial Day off?
You know, I'm just going to chill pretty much, I feel like.
Do you get the day off because I get the day off?
Yeah, pretty much.
We don't have to take vacation, though. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. No, you know, it's just going to be just fun chilling. You know, my brother invited me to go camping, but
nice.
I don't want a tent.
You don't want to? Oh, that's fine. I don't blame you. All right. We got to get out of here. Hey, Tuesday night, Rob Paravonian and another Rob Martin, Gangster Talk and Music Tuesday. That's fun. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight. Have a great weekend, everybody. Good night, Wisconsin.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another set of tariffs delayed, this time for the EU. President Trump saying this after talking with the European Union Commission President Ursula von der Leyen.
July 9th would be the date. That was the date she requested. Could we move it from June 1st to July 9th? And I agreed to do that, and that she said we will rapidly get together and see if we can work something out.
Russia launching its largest offensive since the invasion of Ukraine 3 years ago. Nearly 400 ballistic missiles and drones, leaving at least 18 people dead, including three children from the same family. President Trump writing on social media, quote, Putin has gone absolutely crazy. President Trump will mark Memorial Day by visiting Arlington National Cemetery and will lay a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier. Israeli airstrikes killing nearly 50 people in the Gaza Strip over the weekend, including 36 who were inside a school-turned-shelter. Israel says that location was being used as a base for militant operations. This is ABC News.